The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
A listener named Nicole is on the phone today to do a second date update, and she said in her email that the guy she wants to call today, she liked him because he's cultured.
Oh.
So I'm guessing, Nicole, that he's the type of dude that likes to put mayonnaise on his hot dog.
What?
That's not
culture.
No.
Yeah. Fancy, very fancy dude.
I mean, if we were talking Miracle Whip, maybe.
I don't know. We never ate hot dogs together, so I can't really say, but that wasn't exactly.
How cultured is this guy then? Well, do you guys eat something other than hot dogs on a first date?
He lived in France for like 8 years.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I don't think they have hot dogs
so
out there.
So he's super well-traveled, and he's a man of the world.
Super well-traveled. He loves to do a ton of adventurous things. He loves to ski. Specifically, he calls it alpine skiing, which I've never heard anyone say that before.
Like
he's just very rich with his like things that he loves to do, you know?
Is he rich with money, too?
I don't know.
I never
found out.
And how did you meet this man?
We actually met online on a dating website.
Oh, okay.
Not an alpine skiing enthusiast blog?
I actually have never skied before, which he doesn't know.
But. Oh. You're like, yeah. Oh, I shoot the powder.
Yeah, powder.
I like a lot of going downhill.
Yeah.
So who chose who on the website? Did you make the first contact or did he?
Yeah, I actually reached out to him because I was reading through his profile and I saw that he loved to travel. And that's actually like a huge thing for me. Like, I love traveling. I've been to Iceland, France, Italy, Germany, Switzerland, Austria. I love traveling. So when I saw that he lived in France for 8 years, I was like, I have to meet this dude. I have to.
And what did you think the first time you laid eyes on him?
This is how the date started, which is actually kind of embarrassing. I saw him on the picture online, thought he was very cute. Like, I know what he looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I got to the restaurant first, and I was waiting at the bar for us to get our table. And someone came up to me and said hi. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm actually waiting for someone. And then there was, like, this awkward moment. And then I was like, oh, my God, Aaron. I didn't realize it was him.
Oh, it was him?
So you thought just some random dude was coming up to hit on you, and you're like, oh,
yeah,
God, not again.
I was really nervous. I was really in my thoughts, and I was like, okay, really excited to meet this guy. And I don't know what it was. I wasn't expecting it in that moment, so I didn't realize it was him. And, yeah, it was awkward.
Did he not look like his picture?
No, he did. He looked like his picture. I think it was just, you know, it's like dark lighting in the restaurant, and I just was in my thoughts of like, okay, be cool, because that's what a great date. And then he walked up to me, and I just wasn't expecting it. So that got things off on a weird start, I'll admit it.
Plus, he didn't say bonjour, so I'm sure that totally threw you off.
That's it. Yeah, that's what I was expecting.
He was cool about that, though, right?
No, he was. He laughed, and, you know, he made some joke about, like, how many dates are you going on tonight? And I was like, no, that's not it. And, you know, it was fun. But, yeah, when it first started, I was very embarrassed.
So how was the date, though? Like, how was the conversation?
Okay, I thought it was great. Like, you know how most first dates is just very, like, so what do you do for a living? I do this. And it's kind of, like, just stiff, like, small talk, like, because he was in France, we talked about how I just recently traveled there. I was just in Cannes, and I went to a film festival, and I swam in the Mediterranean, and we went back and forth and just bonded over, like, how beautiful the country was. And I don't know, I felt like a really awesome connection with him.
Can I ask,
yeah.
is it Cod or is it the Cannes Film Festival?
It's not important. Well,
it's a festival in Cannes, France.
Okay, but what's it?
Yeah, but the pronunciation, is it Con or Can?
It's been driving me nuts my whole life, and I've never been there.
Yeah, it's Can. It's Can.
So okay. If you say Con, are you being pretentious?
You're just being American.
Oh, all right. I thought it was the other way around that was American.
Me too.
I'm going to the Cannes Film Festival. Anyway, so you guys bonded over that. Anything else interesting from the date that we should know about?
At the end, I thought I was making a really fun joke because I thought it went really well. When we were saying goodbye, I asked for a French kiss because he's from France. I thought I was being really bold and I thought things went well, but he kind of just laughed and he was like, that was a funny joke, and then just hugged me.
Ouch. Oh. Ouch. That must have hurt.
You asked for a kiss in the cutest way possible that you could think of, and he was like, that's funny.
Yeah.
How did you recover from that, or did you?
I just told myself, like, you know, not everyone wants to kiss on the first date, and maybe that's just not his thing. And I walked away still feeling pretty good until I haven't heard from him for a week. So.
And how many times have you tried to call him?
I've called him twice, and his phone has been off. And then I sent a couple texts just to be like, are you still alive? And nothing. So that's why I reached out to you guys.
Yeah, that's quite a bit.
Okay. And his name is Aaron, you said?
Yeah, Aaron.
All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call Aaron, and get your second date update, okay?
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.